kiss your baby and her lips are cold.
And you touch her and she turns away. Oh, when that time comes, when that time comes, it's doomsday.
When our heart no longer beats for you alone,
for some new love took her breath away. Oh, when that time comes, when that time comes, it's doomsday. Ooh, ooh, but that's the way your world will end. I'm not with a great big boom. Oh, when that time comes, when that time comes, it's doomsday. Oh, it's doomsday. Ooh,
ooh. Oh man, that's a killer record.
That was great. That was perfect timing. I was walking on my way out the door to come here to do this podcast that's taken us a while to get to.
And
this was on my doorstep. Perfect.
It would have been much cooler if it was the postman who you met while you were walking outside and said, "Hey, got a package. It's a record. It's yours, I guess."
No, because the postman brought it to me and handed it to me. I'd have to pay for Seoul. Or
oh, yeah.
No, this one came from Europe, so okay. I didn't have to pay. But yeah.
That's a killer popcorn. I never heard
it really
this.
Is.
You heard it for the first time now, and so did I.
Well, I've heard that, but the record,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, but
yeah,
the
yeah.
record itself.
Yes. And so did you guys on mm-hmm. the show.
What is this label? Akama. What is it? California?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The label. Yeah. I guess I got to announce what it is. Zen Fuller, Doomsday on Zen the Akama Fuller. Record. Akama? Akama.
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 Akama Records.
I just want to read what that is. I have never heard about this record. Akama Records, Argyle, Hollywood. This is great. Arranged and conducted by Don Rocky. Okay. This
okay.
is a killer record.
That's a killer
wow.
record.
I can't come up to that. I have a fairly simple, well, it's a good record, but it's nothing quite as killer as that. You might know this. Vernon Taylor. The weird thing about this record is called I Got the Blues, and he sings about how sad he is, but this is an incredibly happy record. It sounds like he's the happiest guy in the world, which is probably something we need right now, according to many things in the world.
Yes.
Let's just say everything sad below the smile on our face. Yeah, it's on Dot. Here it is.
Got the blues. The mean of worries on my mind, I'm feeling sad.
Got the blues.
Lost the sweetest gal I swear I've ever had.
Can't figure why.
I only know I'm all alone and feeling bad.
Got the blues, don't understand.
She left me here alone and didn't tell me why.
Another man.
Well, he must have won her loving on the sly.
Well, I'll be brave.
I'll catch a shooting star and bid my blues goodbye.
Got the blues, got the blues, got the blues.
Don't mess around with him, man.
Is hanging low.
I'm gonna leave
my cares and worries with the world down below.
I'm heading west.
I'll never see my loving baby's face no more.
Got the blues, got the blues, got the blues.
The mean old worries on my mind, I'm feeling sad.
Got the blues.
Lost the sweetest gal I swear I've ever had.
Can't figure why.
I only know I'm and by.
Got the blues, got the blues, got the blues.
Heartbeat, I can feel my heart. It's growing ever louder.
That's a dedication. But first, I need to say I'm sorry because I pronounced this artist's name wrong in a former show.
That doesn't really matter.
For some reason, I want to say Julius all the time. I have no idea why, but it's Jules.
Maybe that Latina, is his name. Maybe his name is
and
Julius.
And the band.
The band. What's that band name? The band.
And the title is Heartbeat, and it's on Norman Records.
And there's a reason you play it.
Yeah, this is. It's been a while since we've done a show. And I think a lot of it's maybe because of me. I'm going to start tearing up.
Well, no.
Well, no, because it's been a tough month. My friend Norman, I've mentioned him on a show before, my friend in Minneapolis who was shot in the head by police. And he got a skull fracture during the riots in Minneapolis. And because of this situation, he had troubles. And it put him in a coma at the beginning of this month. And he died a week later. And it's been a really tough one. So, yeah, this one was for him. And, yeah, I think this whole set would be for him plus other friends because the funny, not really funny thing, the sad thing is Norman has set up a show which happens this weekend in Minneapolis for one of his closest friends and a good friend of mine, Bob Murder, who died last year from cancer. And now this concert, which he helped organize, is also his memorial show. So I wish I could be in Minneapolis, but I can't because of the corona and many other reasons. So, but yeah, a week after I found out about Norman's passing, I lost three more friends one day after the other. So it's been a really tough, I've been crying a lot. And yeah, so we closed down for a week and 2 weeks, so I just had to get away. So yeah, we've been off the air for just as long or longer because we needed a break.
Vacation and it was more than necessary.
Yeah, and if you don't want to bring the whole show down, but my set is going to be dedicated to Bob, Norman, Matt, Ramon. So love you guys.
That's a lot of names.
And yeah. Let's keep this going. Let's keep the party going for these guys.
All right.
All my life I've had my troubles. For everything I've got, I paid for double. If I plant a crop, here'd come the rain. Wash away my land and wash away my grain. Bad luck done got me. Trouble's all I ever see. Bad luck, bad luck. Have mercy on me. I swear that tomorrow that I'll be on my way. I dream and I borrow from another brighter day. Trouble's all I ever see. Bad luck, bad luck. Ooh, Lordy, have mercy on me. Sweating and slaving, trying to pretend, loving, learning, always losing in the end. Bad luck done got me. Trouble's all I ever see. Bad luck, bad luck. Oh, Lordy, have mercy on me.
Baby cries, you're always rocking. Sing a lullaby and try to stop him with little words like bless your little heart. Here I am, nothing but your crying baby. I keep a hoping you'll come around maybe. Bless my broken heart. Bless my broken heart that depends on you. Bless my empty arms that don't know what to do. Bless my foolish tears and wipe them away. Hold me in your arms in the same old way. Here I am, nothing but your crying baby. I keep a hoping that you come around, maybe. Ooh, 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 bless my broken heart. A puppy whines, you always feed him, pat him on the head when nobody needs him. I'm a lost little dog since we've been apart. Seems I'm someplace I don't belong. Waiting for a lover, been gone too long. Ooh, bless my broken heart. Bless my broken heart that needs you so. Bless my memory that won't let you go. Bless my little pride that's hurting deep. These ain't raindrops running down my cheek. Here I am, nothing but your crying baby. I keep a hoping that you come around, maybe. Bless my broken heart. Bless my.
Oh, I almost missed the end.
I was a little, yeah, flustered there trying to find a record. And, yeah, probably wasn't the best one, but I was just, the title came into my mind because I got a broken heart.
Broken heart.
Yeah, that was Ronnie Self on Cap Records.
And who would have believed that was Ronnie Self?
Yeah, it wasn't one of his best records.
Well, it was
one of my best choices, but anyway.
I think that's early 60s or something. Yeah. Probably long after Columbia. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
And I picked a sad one, which had some atmosphere. That was, probably you've noticed that it was Johnny Tyler. And that was off of a Rural Rhythm EP. I played you The Devil's Slate before, and there's three other tracks on that Rural Rhythm EP, which are all kind of good. And I think Bad Luck, They Call Me, is, I thought it was appropriate.
It was appropriate. It was very appropriate. And but more than so than mine, I think.
No. Well, I'm trying to get back on track
positive
here on the
energy.
Show. Positive. The next song has the appropriate title for the situation you're in, but it's actually a happy record. Lay Your Head on My Shoulder. Here's Alvis Wayne. And it's Alvis, of course, with an A on Westport. It is.
Lay your head on my shoulder. We'll pretend we're much older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Lay your head on my shoulder. With each kiss we get older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Now, honey, honey, I can't help the way I feel. I know I'm young, but I know it's real. Lay your head on my shoulder. We'll pretend we're much older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Well, now, lay your fucking little head on my shoulder. Well, lay your fucking little head on my shoulder. Well, lay your fucking little head on my shoulder. Lay your head on my shoulder. We'll pretend we're much older. We'll make love like we never made love before. With each kiss we get older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Honey, I can't help the way I feel. I know I'm young, but I know it's real. Lay your head on my shoulder. We'll pretend we're much older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Well, now lay your pretty little head on my shoulder. But lay your pretty little head on my shoulder. But lay your pretty little head on my shoulder. Now, honey, I can't help the way I feel. I know I'm young, but I know it's real. Lay your head on my shoulder. We'll pretend we're much older. We'll make love like we never made love before. Well, now lay your pretty little head on my shoulder. But lay your pretty little head.
Kiss me.
You've all heard of me and the things I've done. Satan chauffeur, don't play for fun. This coach is full with firebred steeds, and I know every one of your wrong deeds. Your name is on a page of our big book. Rich man, poor man, thief or crook, and it makes no difference how you moan. Oh, Satan and I want to hear you groan.
Don't come to us on bended knees. We won't hear one of your false pleas. You had your chance, but passed it by. Come on, sinner, now let's hear you cry.
You'll beg, you'll plead, you'll bow your head as you recall what the good book said. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, but Satan's court grants no appeal. When you ride with us, it'll be too late. Fire and brimstone will be your fate, and you can't turn this wagon back. Satan's chauffeur is driving this pack.
Don't come to us on bended knees. We won't hear one of your false pleas. You had your
classic.
Yeah, that is a classic. One of my favorites, and actually, I thought I'd played this already, and I'm happy I have
somehow
not.
Somehow I was pretty sure we played this, but I don't
a good
know.
One for the dedication show so yes. from my side. This is Satan's Chauffeur by Jimmy Minor on the Mercury label.
Mm-hmm.
Mainstream.
It's my favorite Jimmy Minor record, I would say. It's
yeah,
probably
it's
the
good.
One that everybody plays, and it's for
even
a good
though
reason.
It says the other side is I'm a Fool for You, and it's circled in gold pins, and maybe this
somebody
was someone
wanted
else's
that
favorite side.
I don't yeah. even remember hearing that side ever. Is it any good? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it can't catch up with Satan's Chauffeur.
I'm sure I played it, but obviously it wasn't something that stuck in my mind. So
you didn't
wasn't.
Put that red marker on there.
No, I did not.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was in the mood for a little bit of more Bo Diddley. I mean, what is this world without Bo Diddley? And here's one of my favorite Bo Diddley double-siders with Cracking Up on one side and The Great Grandfather on the other. It's hard to decide which side to play. It's just both of those are just amazing. And I'm going for The Great Grandfather. And he was a... What is he singing? What kind of man he was? Listen to yourself.
The great grandpappy was the land was young, barred his doors on. Times got tough and the Redskins' ma said his prayers with a shotgun cock. Oh, 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 oh. The great grandpappy was a busy man, cooked his grub in a frying pan. Picked his teeth with a hunting knife. He wore the same suit all his life. Children came to be blessed, the old man's house in the wilderness. Oh, oh, oh. This story if you can. The great grandpappy was a busy man.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Prayed she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. in the water, heart full of fear. There in the breakers, I saw her near. Reached for my darling, held her to me. Stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea, and it seemed to say, you took your babe from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my babe from an endless sleep. Endless sleep.
Whoa.
Oh man, that was probably the crackliest and
that was the most
worst
destroyed record I think, yeah, I maybe own. But I guess it's a good, it feels just like I do, destroyed.
Oh.
This one, I had to play it because it's Endless Sleep, mm-hmm, Gene Ross, which many people know this record in a better quality, I'm sure, by Harold, on the Harold label. But Endless Sleep because Norman, he had this thing where he would just sleep wherever. It didn't matter where you were. What, and not because he was drunk, but just he just needed to take little naps.
Honestly, he has all my sympathy with that because I can also sleep wherever.
Yeah, like I know people thought, like everyone's posting things, of course, on social media, and there's a Norman page and stuff, and people sharing stories, which is nice for me living so far away that I have this opportunity to share these memories with friends so far away, because no one knows them here. Well, and except for now, Bearable knows him a bit more because
of the stories.
You told
me all about it, and he must have been a great guy.
He really was. He was one of a kind. And I actually, as the most pictures I have of anyone sleeping is Norman. And actually, three of those are actually on our trip to Las Vegas that he came with me to the, I think it was number 4 Viva Las Vegas Festival. When it was good, it was like still DIY and some extent there.
It never
was
really
small.
Was DIY.
Well, it was small. It was almost still a little punk rock, I think, because it was small enough to kind of, I don't know, it was really good then. And I went, I don't know, 20 years later or something. I don't know, 15 years later. And it was, no, not 20. It was like 15 years later, I think. And it was completely different, huge. But anyway, yeah, that was, he was the one person in the punk scene that I could, was interested in other kinds of music. And yeah, he would enjoy going with me to country or rockabilly shows. So that was
cool.
A nice trip with the Strife Sisters and Norman. We met up with his family. So yeah, one of many great memories with him.
And weren't all you guys there not supposed to meet New Orleans right now?
No, not Norman wasn't going to come
not
with
Norman.
Us.
Not Norman. Okay, okay.
That was a different situation. But, yeah, but actually because of the situation, I reached out to at least 4 of my really good friends living in Seattle right now and 1 in Canada, but didn't show up. My first Zoom meeting.
I was
living in the future and trying out the Zoom.
In the future. I set up this Zoom thing for you.
Which
and,
was pointless because my friend Joe from Canada didn't join us. Mm-hmm. And then all the other 4 were all in one room. So I was like,
speaking
hey,
of Canada,
you guys are all together and I'm all by myself. But yeah, anyway.
Speaking of Canada, I always feel like I have to mention that this was at a Canadian record.
Oh,
well,
yeah, that's right. Speaking of Canada.
Yes.
Anyway, enough of that.
Enough of that.
Jibber
jabber. Jibber jab. Because you played such an absolutely hammer record, there's
hammered.
one thing that actually why this record had to be hammered. You played that version of Endless Sleep by Gene Ross, and I played you my favorite version. I didn't even like the Gene Ross version so much, but I played you my favorite version by Jimmy Witherspoon before of Endless
really
Sleep,
version.
A great echoey version. And the funny thing is, my copy of that is equally hammered. It is just as bad. But since we have many records in bad condition, the next one is one of them. Here is Phil Gray and the Go Boys. What a great name. And that's his cheap record on Robbins. He had the other one, Pepper Hot Baby, that's a $2,000 record. This one here is like a $30 record, and I got it for, I think, half the price or something, and that's why it sounds absolutely dead. I still enjoy it. It's got a crack. It is got this full of filth. It is completely destroyed, but I still love it because it's great. It's got a nice, Phil Gray, he was probably the most Elvis-y guy back then, and got good guitar and try to enjoy this.
Which is also good because actually in Vegas, me and Norman got matching tattoos. Because we're in Vegas and Elvis and everything. We got TCB tattoos, matching tattoos.
But what does it have to do with that record?
You just said he is like Elvis.
Oh, well, I guess all teenage boys.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have any Elvis 45, so.
No.
There you go.
No, Phil Gray's good, but yeah, get used to the crackle. It's good.
I went down to see him on bed.
Do-wop.
And I knocked upon her door.
Do-wop.
And I heard the back door slam. Well, it may be open. Somebody's gone. Well, she's run off with the mother. Yes, she's taken all my money and gone. Well, she left me and I said, your darling baby's gone. I got a boy and a daughter. Don't believe me, I love somebody. Now my baby has she won't be gone. Somebody's got my baby and she won't be gone. She's ran off with another. Yes, she's taken all my money and gone. Well, she left me in love. She got a baby's gone. I got a boy and a daughter. Won't leave me alone. Somebody got my baby. Won't be gone. Yeah.
Yeah!
You say what?
I don't even know what he said, but he was just talking on the mic and had something to say. What was it?
That was Lori and Larry Collins, The Lonesome Road on Columbia.
Why is it sometimes the Collins kids, sometimes it's Lori and Larry, sometimes it's Lori and Larry Collins? They couldn't really decide.
No, I guess not. That one was dedicated to two ladies that are going through a hard time. That was to Bob's wife, Michelle, and Norman's wife, Alicia.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure if Bob was still here, he probably would have took out his hearing aids on that song. I think Michelle listens to this show, so she understands. But yeah, whenever, I forget which birthday it was for Bob, but we all pitched in and got him a hearing aid because he was losing his hearing after playing punk rock for so long and listening to it so loud for so many years. And, you'd be sitting at a bar with him, and it's already loud enough that he really couldn't, hear what people
were saying. That's terrible. Being into music and losing your hearing sounds like a terrible thing.
It was horrible. So we all pitched in and got him a hearing aid. And I remember one of the first times he went out with this thing in his ears, he remember we're talking, and he was just saying, "I liked you better when I couldn't hear you." We all just started cracking up, and he would take his hearing aid out, he'd turn it off, and he'd, like, just pretend like it was on, like so. Yeah, he was a one-of-a-kind character as well in Minneapolis. And there's a lot of loss there in that city the last couple of years. But anyway, The Lonesome Road. And I hope you guys can find some strength, maybe with each other.
Yep. I bet when he put his hearing aid in and he started hearing things again, he thought, "Oh, what a change." And that's the title of the next song.
That's perfect.
That's Jimmy Williams on Roulette.
What a change.
My face looks different in the mirror. I smile where I used to look blue. I'm singing like a bird, tira-lira. What a change since I met you. Yeah, what a change. Oh, what a change. Change, oh, what a change. I feel so jumpy till I hold you. Only your kisses satisfy. I thrill when my arms enfold you. What a change from an unhappy guy. Mm-hmm. What a change, oh, what a change. Change, oh, what a change. I treasure your words when we're together. My friends seem dull as can be. I love loving you forever. What a change you made in me. Oh, what a change, oh, what a change. Wanna zing, 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 zing. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. What a change. Oh, what a change.
Where I stay, living from day to day, walking my blues away. I carry with me on my back my worldly treasures in a pack, and down this lonesome road I wind to walk away these blues of mine. I'm a lonesome man, I don't deny. People look at me and wonder why. I whistle as I go my way and try to walk my blues away. Walking my blues away, hearing not where I stay, living from day to day,
walking my blues away,
walking my blues away, caring not where I stay, living from day to day, walking my blues away. I tell you now, girl, we'll start the aching. Every broken heart, that aching mind is here to stay. That's why I walk my blues away. I'm a lonesome man, I don't deny. People look at me and wonder why. I whistle as I go my way and try to walk my blues away.
Walking my blues away, caring not where I stay, living from day to day, walking my blues away,
walking my blues away, caring not where I stay, living from day to day, walking my blues away.
That was Jimmy Skinner, Walking My Blues Away on the Mercury label. And that's what we tried doing last week, was yes. Walk our blues away.
Yes, we did.
And my legs are hurting because of it.
It wasn't all that bad. No. But we did some pretty good hikes in the, what is this, and between these mountainy parts where we have been, were called Hunsrück and Eifel. There were used to be volcanoes and everything. We did the whole shebang of even being in a touristy cave and that kind of stuff. And
well, that was the only more or less touristy thing
we did.
Yeah,
the rest of it was just nature. We wanted to see no people, which worked out.
It was surprising on most of the trails that we saw like a handful of people on mm-hmm. five different trails or something. So,
which was exactly the plan. I didn't think it would work out this good, but it's beautiful. It's nice.
It's
not a region I would want to live in. It's pretty conservative there, but
nice to visit.
It was nice to visit and nice to, just walk around. And
just get away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
what?
I don't know what to say about that. I just put a record on and I didn't really care about what it is, but I really like this one. This is the first record or the first song I ever got in touch with Eddie Bond. It was not one of his Mercury 45s. That's on Diplomat. The Monkey and the Baboon. I think that's even after Mercury, like late 50s or even early 60s.
I don't know. This is the one I bought, and you're like, yes, you can't have this.
That's one of those records that there's no way. I was looking.
And I guess I couldn't because he took it from me.
I passed on this record for three or four times it showed up. One time it was too expensive. Then it was a G-minus copy. And I always thought, take the next one. And all of a sudden, this guy said, hey, what a monkey and a baboon. You did. What? I'm gonna there will be revenge. I'm gonna have something for you one day.
One day.
But this is definitely mine. I love this song since I don't know when, and I like it for being such a bluesy. Actually, this is a perfect rockabilly record. Did we see any monkeys and baboons in the wild? We don't have such things here. Yes.
We had a snot-nosed kitty.
Yes, we the place we stayed at came with a very, very, a kitty with a cold.
Yeah.
Pretty much of that. But that was, let's think it was a monkey and a baboon. And by the way, I love animals. I am a very big fan of animals. We've been, we didn't discover much, like butterflies, which I call flutterby. And
flutterbugs.
But there are a few animals that I can't really fall in love with, and one of them are baboons. I don't like baboons. This is one terrible type of monkey. I don't know, but baboons are
their red butts turn you off, or
they totally turn me off. I don't know. When I see them, I think they are just mean motherfuckers. I don't know.
I think mostly, yeah.
Probably that's the case. That's probably racist, but. other than that, I also don't like ticks and mosquitoes, but baboons are probably on the same level. I don't know. Let's see what Eddie has to say about that.
I saw a monkey and a baboon sitting in the grass. Monkey stuck his hand in the baboon's pocket, got him a doll and a half-painty dog, a dirty dog. He's a mean old dirty low-down shaggy dog. Well, I'm walking down Main Street, looking down Beale, looking for my woman, and they call her Lucille. Ain't she a dog, a dirty dog? She's a mean old low-down dirty shaggy
barroom Sam looked like she was cutting out with that brown-eyed handsome man. Ain't she a doll, a dirty doll? She's a mean old low-down, dirty, shaggy doll. Well, it's early in the morning, about sunrise, looking for my baby with tears in her eyes. Ain't she a doll, a dirty doll? She's a mean old low-down, dirty, shaggy doll. I thought I'd be
of a home, a family and a wife. But somehow, well, my dreams fell through, leaving my heart a feeling like I do. My life is a race, a race with the devil, a race with the devil. Real hard, well, just to pay my rent. Work real hard and don't waste a cent. Had many jobs that I didn't like so well. Swept many floors and drove many nails. My life is a race with the devil. I drink and gamble, that's the reason I love to ramble. And at last when I leave this earth, I'll race with the devil for all I'm worth. My life is a race with the devil. Shouldn't do it. May hell be as happy as the road that leads to it. Why should I try to change my way? I'll outrun the devil on Judgment Day. My life is a race with the devil, a race with the devil, a race with the devil.
That's really a horrible version of that song, but the devil's laugh makes it all worthwhile. Yes. Maybe it should have been an Ender song.
And it's kind of funny. I'm not sure if they overdubbed the devil or if the devil was actually in the studio while they were recording, because they cut him off at the end. He was like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, the record's over.
Yeah, that was Race with the Devil by Russ Santee on Decca. And yeah,
it's a nice version, but it's a
sillier version. The other one kind of is a bit more haunting, and
the other one is just the other one sounds, since he also didn't like his singing much. So
But anyway, Race with the Devil, Russ Santee,
British Decca, and
British record.
I dug out a record. That is a guy named Lonnie, just Lonnie.
That's it.
Need Your Lovin'. I really like this record. It's on the Mohawk label. And what does it say here? Wait a second. Lonnie with Herb Spice and the orchestra. Just Herb Spice and orchestra. Sounds a bit weird. I don't know if Lonnie had a second name, but probably he didn't care much about it. So this is Need Your Lovin'. It's a good one. Here we go.
Love you.
Cashalike for a while.
It takes time.
It takes time to dig out some Cashalikes.
Beryl just pointed out to me that this is another Lonnie, which I wasn't even paying attention to the artist.
That
is
one great accident here.
The artist, collaboration of Lonnie and
so
Lonnie.
So since I had a Lonnie without a second name, you dug out a second name for Lonnie. Lonnie and Smithson. That is Smithson.
It takes time on the Starday label.
And you played the other side too.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I did play the other side, Me and the Blues, which is... Yeah, one of my favorite. I don't know. It's hard
Me
to choose.
Me and the Blues is a really good one. This is just a. It takes time. It's a nice catch.
I chose this one just because one of the worst things I think people can say when you're in grieving, either, death or loss of friendship or whatever reason you're grieving. There's many versions of grief.
Yep.
People always say it takes time, and I hate hearing that.
But it's so true.
It's so true, but it's the worst. The last thing you want to hear when you're in the middle of grieving, because the last thing you want to do is for it to take time. You just want it to be over with. So I don't know. I thought it was kind of perfect for that.
It isn't a perfect record for this.
It takes time.
It takes time.
And we're running out of time.
We're running out of time. That's why there's another reason why this record fits. And when you said, when I played a Lonnie and you played Lonnie Smithson, I thought, what the heck? That's why I got a record called What the Heck. that's Joe Bennett and the Sparkle Tones. Black Slacks, which is not necessarily your favorite record of mine, but this is kind of nice. What the heck? It's a bit silly.
Yeah, I'll play What Now after.
What do you?
Just pick this really? One up.
How perfect this works. And this is the Canadian release on Rio. I don't know what it came out on first. I have no idea. Probably doesn't matter. What the heck? And what the heck? The time is almost over. I think we're beyond an hour now. Maybe play two or three more records.
Yeah, I got a few more.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, yeah. What now?
What now?
Exactly.
I never heard about this guy.
This is Duffy Power. On the Fontana British label.
That's actually a terrible sounding name. Duffy Power. He was pretty much a Marty Wilde, Billy Fury alike. And he did really good. It's a great record.
It was a great record.
Never heard about this guy. Let's see if he did more of that.
Actually, that was the question. When Norman was... another Norman story.
Yeah, good. Come on. Yeah.
When Norman was visiting me here in Germany with our friend Blake, they came together and... we were asking him, what are you going to do now? Like after, you know, they were here, what were their plans for the, you know, the rest of the trip? And Blake had all these plans like, yeah, we are going to do this. We want to do that. We want to do this, whatever. Like we're going to go there. And Norman, after he stopped, Norman's like, who's this we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
That's my favorite quote.
That's one of my favorite. I can always hear his voice when he's like this. I don't know. It's one of my favorite. I never laughed so hard. I don't know. He always had silly jokes. And that was
one of sounds like one of those really dad stands. Jokes, but a cute one.
Who's
like
this
really
we?
Cute.
You got a mouse in your pocket. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. That's anyway, great. That was like, yeah. That, so that's will always stay with me.
These are the memory. Kind of memories you will always keep in there. Yeah,
I told you this memory way before this even happened. I think years before, I've always talked about this because Bearbell says something we and I always use that quote.
Yes.
I stole it because it really makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Now what? What now?
What now? Yes, I don't know. I just picked out something.
What do you got?
I played you the Waddle by the Slates before, an instrument. Why did I say instrumental? It's a, it's a record that I really like. And I found another one that has a very nice groove. I don't know. I like the groove of this one. It's called Just You. It's not as common as the Waddle because that's can get that on every street corner. And this one here wasn't as easy to get. This is not amazing, but it's got something. It has almost a folk type of sound. It's probably like...
Where's this label from?
Domino. Isn't that Austin?
Austin, yeah.
I believe. Domino. So. I think that's an Austin label. Yeah, it's called Just You. It's this late. And we're going to play this. Do we play more after that? I don't think so.
I had two I want to play.
You have two?
I think maybe I end it.
You end it.
You end this one and then the next one.
Okay. Here's the Slates. Just You.
I don't want nobody else. I don't need nobody else. I don't love nobody else. Just you. Oh, you. Oh, oh. Be me nice and be my girl. And you go far in this old world.
Be my girl.
Be my sweet.
Be my sweet.
Spice, and I will put you
sweet.
In paradise. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. I want you, I need you, I love you, I adore you. Be mine, be mine. I don't want no. Else. I don't need nobody else. I don't love nobody else. Just you. Whoa, you. Whoa, you. Whoa, you. Whoa, whoa, you. Whoa, you.
When the night is dark and the wind is wild and the moon is very dim, you will see a fiery trail on high as the devil rides the wind. On a stallion black as gold, he will steal away your soul. If your soul is black with sin, when the devil rides the wind, I riding the wind, riding the wind on a stallion black as gold, riding the wind, leaving a trail of fiery cloudy, dark, and windy night, you will hear his mournful cry. It's not the restless wind you hear, but the devil in the skies. When you hear his wicked laughter, then you know, yes, you know, that he found what he was after, and there rides another soul. Riding the wind, riding the wind on a stallion black as gold, riding the wind, leaving a trail of fiery
dramatic.
Fairbill thought that one was cheesy.
I think it was pretty cheesy.
It was kind of cheesy. That was the When the Devil Rides the Wind, Duane mm-hmm. D.
That's like Duane Eddy without the Ed.
That's true.
I don't know who Duane
D. I thought this was kind of perfect with the situation, but also the situation in Louisiana at the moment with the hurricane.
Oh, yes. Man, that
so
makes sense.
Devil Rides the Wind. Why not?
I have not.
And actually, I have a few friends down in Louisiana, and I've reached out to them. I haven't heard from them, so I hope they're doing okay.
Well, there's
and
no electricity right now. Yeah, that's why, probably. Yeah.
But who knows what's happening. Yeah.
But for being at the exact anniversary date of Katrina, it so far doesn't look as bad.
Yeah,
so it's not a repeat of that. So.
And the thing is, like, I was supposed to be there with my best friend Grant from Seattle, who's living in Seattle now, with a bunch of friends. We're supposed to meet there for his 50th birthday, which was on the 23rd. And I'm glad we did not. I'm glad because of pandemic and everything, we decided to wait. And yeah, I guess it was all meant to be, because if we were there now, it would have been horrible. And so my last song, which is after Bearable's song, is a dedication to Grant for his birthday. It's
all
a silly
right.
one.
Okay, it's a silly one. We haven't played any silly stuff, like more silly than
usual.
Well,
we go from death to birth. Because we talked about all my friends that have passed now, and now this is the last record is dedicated to my best friend's birthday, his 50th.
Okay, that's how we go from death to birth. Okay, well that makes sense.
What is yours?
I don't have so much to offer today, and I felt tempted to play a song named Temptation by the Torquays on a label named Punch. And I know this song for who did this. I think it's an R&B soul original, Temptation. I forgot who I know this from. But I heard this and I thought it's pretty nice. And that's going to be my last record for today.
And my last one is Jerry Glynn, Too Young to Cut the Mustard. Love you to Nar Eli Sab. Yeah, and that was our 30th show, and I think I kind of took it over. So I hope everyone after a long pause.
I'm completely passive here. I'm just I'm just the sound guy. I'm the sound guy.
A long pause from Golly Gosho G.
It wasn't really long. It was a week longer than usual.
I think it was
it was 4 weeks. Oh. Usually we do 3. It doesn't matter. Okay. Nobody listens to this anyway, so.
Yeah, I was the one doing all the talking this time.
This
and
is good.
Wasn't
usually
very
that's
educational.
Me. It's very good. I'm happy that
your stories are a lot more entertaining, I think.
But yours
are just sad.
Probably more important, because mine are just nerd stuff. So
it's also important.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh well.
Thanks for tuning in. And
See you next time. Maybe not as much delay next time. We'll see. Okay. Goodbye. Here's the Torquays.
Adios.
How do you pronounce that? T-O-R. Q-A-Y-S. Torquays. I think they have plenty of bands with that title.
Torquays.
What?
Torquays.
Yeah. Temptation. Here we go. Goodbye and see you next time.
alone. I should have known that you were temptation. You smile, leading me on. My heart was gone, and you were temptation. I'm yours, and here is my heart. Take it and say that we'll never part, because I am a slave. Temptation, temptation, holy.
Cause I'm too young, still too young to cut the mustard anyhow. They say I'm too young, just a little bit.